Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome once again to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. This is Pastor Holmes, your host, and as I always love to say, it is my privilege and my pleasure to be back amongst my listening audience once again as we study the Word of God. Remember the prophet Isaiah said, "Come, let us reason together." So let us always, as we begin our programs, to approach the throne of grace. Father God, we come into your presence once again, asking, Lord, that you would just bless this time together to give us a deeper understanding of your word, to conform us into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask now, O Master, that your Holy Spirit would take control of our hearts and minds, because he is our ultimate teacher. We ask this all in Jesus' name, for his name's sake. Amen. Well, for those of you who are tuning in, maybe for the first time, we're in an extended study of the book of Acts, and we're going to pick it up this week at chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. We're going to look at the first four verses and see what is beginning to transpire in this chapter. Verse 1. Now about the time that Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, and because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of the unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to the four quadrants of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Now, what we start to see now, the church is beginning to become persecuted. Now, this persecution is the first political attack. This is about 8 years since Stephen's death. And now the political arena, King Herod is now beginning to stretch forth his hands to vex the church. Now, there are two primary reasons for the church being hated and this turmoil to start to transpire. First of all, the teachings of Jesus and his followers, how the teachings fulfilled the law and how could they be reconciled with the Jewish religion. Remember now, the church in its infancy was predominantly Jewish, and now the Gentiles are being blended in. And so we have this third group of people, if you will. We have the Jews, the Gentiles, and the body of Christ. So there was an evangelistic outbreak of the church, and the Jewish believers were also so full of fervor for Christ that they would reach out and convert the world. Well, this is now flying in the face of the traditionalists. Amen? So Herod, being a shrewd politician as he was, he saw an opportunity to please the Jews by persecuting and seeking to destroy this young fledgling church. So we see now that the word vexed here, according to the Preacher's Sermon Outline Bible, means to oppress, to torment, to do harm, or to do evil against. So King Herod now is trying to use this situation to bolster his political prowess, if you will, by the arresting and apprehending of first he puts James to death with the sword, and now he apprehends Peter also. So we know that one of the persons that was killed, like I just mentioned, was James, the brother of John, and he was one of the three leading apostles, if you will. Remember, God doesn't have favorites, but there's first amongst equals. Now, let me give us just a little bit of a brief background on Herod Agrippa I. He was the grandson of Herod the Great, who tried to kill the baby Jesus by murdering all the children. He was the nephew of Herod Antipas, who had John the Baptist killed, and he sought the popularity of the Jewish people by pretending to be a Jewish convert. He publicly kept the Jewish laws and feasts, seeking to support the loyalty of the people. So this man was shrewd as well as evil. Amen. He was up to no good. He thought that he could eradicate this small group of people now called the church, that he would gain favor with the Jewish population, and therefore he would have his political agenda strengthened. So we see the imprisonment of the church leaders that pleased the Jews, especially the murder of one of the Lord's leading apostles. So when Herod had James put to death with the sword, he saw that it pleased the people. So now he decides that he's going to arrest Peter also, the next leader. He arrests the apostle Peter. But he held him heavily in guard because it was the Passover season. So therefore, King Herod now, remember I said he's feigning being a Jewish convert, so he dare not move against the Apostle Peter during this time of holiness, this time of the Passover season. So now he's going to wait until after the Passover is done with and then have Peter put to death, realizing in his mind that this would even bolster him more in the eyes of the Jewish population. So let's read a little further. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. Let's stop right there and just look what begins to happen. Now, there is a strange phenomenon that I see absent from the church today, and that is our prayer meeting. I know you've heard me say this over the time that we spend together many, many times, and I can't help but saying it because we have lost something in the majority of churches, and that is the purpose and the power and the presence of prayer in our churches. Today, people make the idea or have the conception that because they have an individual prayer life, that's all that's needed, that they'll take the concerns and the needs of the body home and pray in their own prayer closets. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, and God encourages that, but the church is also to have a corporate prayer life. Now, we see that after James had been put to death and Peter had been arrested, and now we are awaiting the trial of Peter, and we know now that Peter also is destined to be put to death. The church gathers together and they had a prayer meeting, but the prayer meeting wasn't just a light, trivial prayer meeting, "Lord, deliver Peter." No, it was a prayer meeting where they came together and the Bible says that they prayed without ceasing. The entire church prayed for the apostle Peter without ceasing. Now, the question might be also asked is, well, if God's intervening on Peter's behalf, why did he not intervene on James' behalf? And the only theological answer I can really come up with and give to you is that James's work had been completed for the Lord. And when our mission is finished, then we go from labor to reward. I know sometimes that's a little harsh to think of that way because in our humanistic ways, we like to think that, well, if a person is doing well, they want to be rewarded with longevity. But God sometimes looks at us and says, "I have a mission for you to accomplish." And when your mission has been accomplished, then it's time for you to go from labor to reward. We got to remember that being with the Lord is a far, far better place than being left here on earth. So the only conclusion that we can come to theologically is that James had fulfilled his mission for God, so therefore God allowed him to be put to death, but Peter's mission was not through yet. Now the whole church is praying. The church was doing all it could, praying specifically for Peter's deliverance. And sometimes even in our prayer meetings, we have so many things thrown out on the floor rather than sometimes we might just need to take one or two items and make them a high priority and just pray until the Lord answers our prayers. And the words "without ceasing" mean fervently and earnestly continuing in prayer. The ideas of intense prayer, prayer that captivates and focuses a person's concentration. The root meaning of the word is to stretch out. So in other words, we ought to stretch out our hearts with all that we have and all that is within us to focus our prayer on that person that may need to be delivered from drugs, alcohol, sickness, whatever the case may be, whatever the need of deliverance is, we need to have a laser beam type focus, if you will, on that need and keep praying until God answers the prayer. Now, there's also something that we have to look at and see within the Apostle Peter himself. Now, the very next day, he's supposed to be put to death. But what is Peter doing? Peter is sound asleep. When the angel of the Lord stepped into the cell, he had to smote Peter in the side and wake him. Peter was asleep. I don't know about you, but that is true confidence in serving God. In other words, to God I live and for God I die. So Peter got to the point where he was able to lay his head down and go to sleep. There is some strong evidence about having confidence in the Lord. Let me read you 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation, that's trial, taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. So we see now that God has given Peter that level of confidence, and Peter is just putting himself in the hands of the Lord. Let me read 2 Timothy 4:18. And the Lord shall deliver me from evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. So we know, or we could surmise, I should say, we don't know for certain, but we can surmise that the Apostle Peter had that same attitude. He was focused on the thing. He says, well, if my journey has come to an end here on earth, I've got a place not made with hands, to the glory of God. Amen. So now there's a pattern of God's miraculous work and the believer's obedience. Now, we find that when the angel said, arise quickly, and the chains fell off his hands. Verse 8. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Now, Peter is going through his mind saying, this must be a dream, because nobody had, up to this point in time, ever experienced this type of deliverance before. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm going to have to hold it up here at verse 8. Please tune in again next week. We will pick it up in verse 9. And I would like to invite you to join with us on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our Bible study, Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for our Sunday school, and 11 a.m. for our worship service. Please check us out on the web at www.wsmbcmesa.org, where you can find out what we're about, and even tune into our media ministry and listen to some of our previous worship services and some of these radio broadcasts. I love you in the Lord. Please pray for me as I pray for you. May God get the glory.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. And it's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school, 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.